This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the greatest radio audience on the planet Earth. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn in for Todd Mitchell today. This is What's on Your Mind. You get to answer that question today. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Eric Spencer from the GNDC. That's the Greater North Dakota Chamber. They have a big policy summit on Thursday where they tackle a lot of issues. We'll tell you about also the debate between Kelly Armstrong and Max Schneider is Thursday night. So it's just a full day. It starts at 10 a.m. at the Ramcota. We'll tell you about that coming up in a little bit. I'll be there for the show tomorrow, so look forward to that, too. What else are we going to do for you on the program? We have, in the 10 o'clock hours, we do each Wednesday, most Wednesdays, the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer today, answering any and all of your questions. And I'm sure you have a few questions. We have some that came in yesterday. People wanted to know about that ad that's running that claims his votes are against vets, so we'll give him a chance to address that. There is a big event happening on the 23rd. That's next Thursday. Next Thursday. I'm trying to get my date straight here. In fact, I was thinking that this weekend was the 25th, but that's next weekend, right? Okay. All right. I'm straight now. Anyway, this is on the 23rd, and that'll be a trade event with Wilbur Ross, the president's commerce secretary, and also Stephen Senske, who is the president's deputy assistant to agriculture, deputy ag secretary, rather. And he's a former head of the soybean growers nationally and is from Minnesota. So it's going to be a great day for the ag community and for others as well. True North Steel will be playing a role in that, talking a little bit about steel sites. It's just great. So really looking forward to covering all of that for you next Thursday. We have that to talk to Congressman Cramer about as well. Mike Lindell is coming as a favor to Congressman Cramer. Going to do a little faith family rally. That's going to be on Saturday, August 25th at Shiloh. So this is the MyPillow founder. He has lots of fun. Phil Parker has asked for me to try and arrange for a pillow drop from a helicopter. I don't know if that's going to be another WKRP turkey moment, but we might give that a try. I don't know. What does a pillow drop from a helicopter do? We better
They're
do some testing.
To the ground like sacks of wet cement.
Yes, exactly right. So we'll check that out. But anyway, we'll get to that and more today. Conference committee on the Agro Ed questions on Monday when Darrell Lease was in about the CRP provisions in the Senate side. You know, pretty much unanimous. I haven't heard from Heidi Heitkamp on this because she has declined our invitation day after day after day to talk to this audience. But everybody else doesn't seem real thrilled about the Senate version on the CRP side. The House version much better. So they got to sort all that out. So we'll talk with him about that. So all that's coming up. Right now I want to talk about something you're probably hearing about over and over and over again in the news. And I want to know, A, if you care, and B, if you're revved up about what everybody else is revved up. This woman, Omarosa, that worked for President Trump, it looks to me like, you know, this was someone that had something to contribute, but also had some issues. And the president, because of the connection from The Apprentice, said, you know, let's help somebody out here. And the thanks he gets for it now is some ridiculous, you know, it's such a circus, you know, and a publicity machine. And so what does the president do when he is attacked? The president responds. He attacks back. So the president in this case has obviously been vociferous in his you know, commentary when asked about Omarosa. Called her a lowlife early on. And now the term that has everybody in a tizzy is the fact that he called her a dog. Kevin, do we have Ed Henry's interview with the president's press secretary during the campaign who knew Omarosa and this whole situation? Kev, do we have that? We have the audio clip. I want to play you this clip. It's about a minute long in which she, again, former press secretary for the president, is being interviewed by Ed Henry. He's being very aggressive in his questioning her over the use of the term dog. I want you to listen to her response and tell me if you agree or disagree with it.
You just used the term dog. The president called Omarosa a dog. I was talking to you before the show. You have a son. You always, in private, talk to him about him. You love him very much. I'm going to leave the president out of this. Do you raise your son to call a woman, any woman in this country, a dog?
Well, this isn't about my son.
No,
we're talking about someone who built her entire career off of this man.
Pardon me.
This is a personal issue between Donald Trump and Omarosa.
Let's leave your son out of it then, and we'll leave the president out of it. Would it be appropriate for me to call a woman a dog? Yes or no?
It depends on what she did to you,
Ed.
It depends on what she did to you. I don't know what she did to you. Omarosa bit the hand that fed her. To me, that's what a dog is. The president has referenced several men as dogs, like Ted Cruz, like Mitt Romney, like Brett Bozell. He has said this to a number of people. This is not just for Omarosa.
Take off your Trump hat. As a woman, you think it's appropriate for any man to call a woman a dog? Really?
Look, as a woman, as a strong black woman, I think everyone should be able to defend themselves the best way they see fit, Ed.
Katrina Pearson, I appreciate you coming back.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Our other top...
All right. So the one thing I don't know. I thought the business about her son was unnecessary from him. You know, he's trying to talk about this being over the top. Now he's dragging her son into it. So that was a little shaky. But what about her answers? What do you think about this? What do you think about how Donald? Again, when I hear things like this, I think if this were me, I wouldn't acknowledge her. That just sells more books and cranks up a publicity machine. On the other hand, the president does what the president does. He has consistently fought back when attacked and usually hits back harder. I have ignored this story for most of the time. You know, they always find a way to sort of, when it's not gaining traction, go to the next level. And now that the dog comment has done that. So, I'm curious what you think. Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And if you don't care, just tell me you don't care. Just tell me it's dumb. Doesn't matter. I'd like to know. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but this dog thing is going to cause a stir for a few days. Trust me on this one thing. Texter says, I'm a Trump supporter, but I think issues like this should be beneath the president and presidency. His tweet only gives fuel to the fake news. Fuel in the sense it's more stuff for them to talk about, right? It's not fake, I guess, but yeah. Again, I think this president is he's done it. He's defined the presidency and what it means to be president in a different way. I'm okay with that because he's getting more done than most. He doesn't have any time to waste. He's hard at it. And by the way, a year ago, his approval rating with African Americans was 18%. Now it's 31% in a year. That's an extraordinary increase. Are they, the African-American community, happy with the president because they see their life getting better? Wages increasing? Is that what they care about rather than fights with former advisors? Bo in Watford City, your take on this.
Well, I don't care about this Omarosa woman. I'm wondering why the news ain't about this terrorist training camp to kill our kids and make the kids take the guns away. That's all it is, a ploy to get rid of guns. I'm more interested about that. That should be all over every news channel in the country.
When you say it's a ploy to get rid of our kids, connect the dots there for me.
Okay, well, the left, the media is all about gun control.
Of course.
And the media, they turn their head when it goes to this Muslim extremist training kids to do school shootings, they turn their heads on that stuff. They don't want to hear about that. That goes against their agenda.
Right. And your point is these kids would then go into these schools, you know, trained obviously to commit these horrific crimes, and then that allows people on the left to increase their call to ban guns. Is that where you're connecting it?
That's all they're doing. That's all it's about, is another ploy to get rid of America's backbone, pull our teeth.
Yeah, interesting, Bo. Appreciate the call. And that is another story that's horrific. It absolutely is horrific. You can text me with your comments today, too, at 701-367-2054. I honestly, if you keep track, we don't spend a lot of time going where, you know, Fox News is going. This is all they've been talking about for 3 days, and it's the first time I've mentioned it. But I'm, in this case, I think because of what they're doing here, trying to use it as a blunt force instrument against the president, worthy of our attention. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I don't know if you knew this. It's National Relaxation Day. So, our service to you, our fine listeners, we'd like you to relax. And hopefully this music helps you do that whenever you have going. I would not survive doing the show if I had to relax coming into every break on the program in the future. I must tell you that. But for National Relaxation Day, we're here to please. We want to do what we can do for you, right? Exactly right. So back to the dog conversation in a moment here. And calls, texts rolling in on this. Welcome more. We're going to talk about this for one more segment, then we're going to move on. I'll talk to Eric Spencer about tomorrow's policy summit from the GNDC. So we're going to do that. We had a great time at Ribfest last week. I mean, a great time, and it was epic. It was unbelievable. I mean, the crowd throughout the day and culminating with the great music with Craig Morgan, it was so fun. It really was. Great photos. Grand time. So I hope you had a wonderful time, and there's lots more to do. You know, that Matahe Trail is getting national and international recognition. It's at the northern trailhead, about a mile from the entrance of the north unit of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. And that trail really showcases some of the country's most unique and breathtaking terrain. There's just these incredible, majestic plateaus and the jagged peaks and valleys and large expanses of the rolling prairie and rivers all intertwining together to offer this incredible, adventurous outdoors enthusiast a taste of pure, unadulterated wilderness. Now, I would encourage you to make plans to do that yet this year. Matahe Trail, you know, is 9 trail units. So there are all kinds of different sizes and difficulties. So, you know, you can find one that works for you, terrain that works for you. There's campsites. There's just a lot to absorb, a lot to take in, a lot of going on. They have the National Little Missouri National Grasslands down there, Tobacco Gardens Resort and Marina. Small town hospitality, but big city amenities. A lot going on. So come on up to Watford. Ask for the Best of the West deal. The Roosevelt, the Best of the West deal right now, 10% off their already low price. And folks have told me they took advantage of that. So come on. It's wonderful. It is great. All right. Let's see here. Let's go rapid fire on a few texts, and then I'll get to some calls here. Has President Trump, says this texter, ever said anything that truly backfired on him? I don't believe he does anything without thinking it through. We may find that this entire matter will once again backfire on the media. Although most of us will shake our head at his comment, we always find ourselves saying, well, he was right. It's an interesting point because, you know, where has a comment where he went, John McCain would be a good example. I remember when he said his heroes didn't get captured. That's just about breathtaking. To hear somebody say that about a member of the military. I'm not a fan of John McCain's ego and you know, the political games he plays and the incessant disrespect to the President of the United States. But he's a hero, right? He's a hero. He served and he served well, and now the man is ailing. So, but did he have any fallout from that? No, none. I mean, again, like this, a few days of a firestorm. So that's a good point. People have been called and compared to a low-down, dirty dog for ages. But President Trump is in trouble for basically doing the same. Imagine that, says Blair in Bismarck. Thank you, Blair. In reference to a dog biting, the hand that feeds it, President Trump is correct. I'm just thankful he didn't call her what we call a female dog in heat. What would that be? That's not a dog. That's not a dog. That's Hillary Clinton. That's actually Hillary Clinton.
That is, yes.
I recognize that. I remember that little fiasco. Yeah, oh, my. It's National Relaxation Day. Don't play that anymore. Finn in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Finn.
Well, Scott, your energy is amazing to me. I've enjoyed your smile and your energy.
Well, thank you. I have a little extra energy today, Finn, because Normie, the newest dog in the Hennen family, is hanging out today in the studio. So I'll put a picture up on Facebook. But, you know, he's lots of fun. Lots of energy from that little bugger. He's a puppy, so he's a handful.
Well, here's what's on my mind, Scott.
Yes, sir.
There is a Native American pastor named Big Pond coming to Bismarck on the 24th and 25th of August. He presents an opportunity to have a beginning of some healing and some understanding that is, maybe we could say, is missing thus far. And I'm talking, of course, about the pipeline that goes through what used to be Indian ground. So I just wanted to mention that he's coming. I think that it's time to have some more thought and maybe some careful thought and careful expression. He's going to be a United Tribes, and then on an evening, perhaps the last evening, evening, there's some hope that we can have a gathering of the white and the and those who never go to United Tribes out in what is called Chief Looking's Village, overlooking the refinery, overlooking the river, the railroad, and all the other things that support our standard of living out here and support theirs, or should support theirs. So I just wanted to mention that to you, Scott. Big Pond, 24th and 25th of August in Bismarck.
Yeah, and what do you know about this individual? I mean, what would be the intent of coming? What is he coming here to do?
Well, he's an evangelist. Maybe you could think of him as the Billy Graham of the Native American world. We have some 500 different tribes, many of them in distress because of the postage stamp sort of relict of the resources they still have. So he's coming out. I'm sure he's talking about prosperity and how to get out of the pit that they're in, you know, and we have some connection to that. So he's an evangelist, and I would say it's probably fair to describe him as maybe the Billy Graham of Native America.
All right, so he'd come here seeking unity, getting people to heal and move beyond that awful chapter in our history. That sounds like to me. So that'd be great. I don't know anything about him, but I appreciate you tipping me off to the event, and I'll check with some other folks as well about what might be able to be accomplished while he's here.
There are a couple of activists who I would suggest might come on your show that could speak more intelligently about this. And one of them is D. Joyce Kitson, a Native American artist and activist and a diligent woman. And another one is a man named Iron Eyes. I met him recently. He's very interested in matters of law and resources.
What's his first name?
Chase. No, it wasn't Chase. No, that's the wrong name. I'll get it to you. I'll make
all
sure.
Right, yeah.
I just met
because,
him.
Because I was going to say, I unfortunately don't think Chase Ironize is about unity. I think he's about profiteering still from Dapple across the country. So
I've never met Chase, but I will get you the connection to the other gentleman.
I have met Chase, and there was a time when I thought that there was an intent to try and bring folks together. I don't know. It's just been some things that have happened during and since that lead me to believe that there is nothing other than, some self-serving goals that are at hand. Nothing about a greater community, unfortunately. And obviously, there's some issues in his past as well that, call to question the whole character thing anyway. Doesn't mean you can't redeem yourself, but I haven't seen him do it yet. Finn, I appreciate the call, and please connect us with those folks. I've got D. Joyce written down, but if you think of the other name, get it to me, and we'll definitely do that. Michael and Grand Forks, we'll get you in here. A few more texts, too, and then to our next topic. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
History made in Vermont, where Christine Hallquist has become the first ever transgender gubernatorial nominee of a major political party based on yesterday's primary balloting.
I must say I'm incredibly honored to have all your support and all the things that I heard were said. You know, tonight we made history. We already made history.
The former energy executive will face Republican Governor Phil Scott in the November general election. Over 300 Catholic priests in Pennsylvania suspected of sexual abuse over several decades. The new report by the Pennsylvania Attorney General says over 1,000 child victims have been identified, but there were probably many more. He says it involves six dioceses in the state. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
One time that Donald Trump, when he was in college or high school, he played catcher on the baseball team. I heard it or read it or... Okay, the point is, in my experience in playing ball, the catchers didn't take any crap.
Twenty-seven before the top of the hour, back on What's on Your Mind. Texter says, seeing as we can't important news from anywhere, we might as well start up our own info source through you, your texters and callers. Seeing as we can't get important news from anywhere, we might as well start. Oh, I see. Okay. He's saying this audience is better because the important stuff we don't get. Then he says, a story broke last night involving supposedly 300 Catholic priests and the cover-up in the state of Pennsylvania. Yeah, it did. That's a disgusting, awful, terrible. Basically, that story's not new. That story's been around for a long time. But it went through the court system, and the statute of limitations ran out. And so what they decided to do is release all the names. At least as a bit of retribution. So I was glad they did. Michael in Grand Forks, I promised I'd get you in here. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'm a veteran, and I'm disgusted with that Heidi Heitkamp advertisement there about helping veterans. I think people are selling their soul. I don't think they're very good when you lie on ads. And that's what I'm disgusted about. And also, there's 50,000 unsealed indictments on human trafficking and pedophiles. That's why I want to say thank you.
All right. I'm glad you called, Michael. Thank you. On the ad question, the one about the vets specifically came up yesterday in our ad watch, and we're going to play that portion and those allegations for Congressman Kramer and get you some facts because you asked for it. Okay. So that's coming up there. Our next guest is the head of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. Eric Spencer is here. They have a big event at the GNDC, the Policy Summit, happening Thursday at the Ramcote in Bismarck. Starts at 10 a.m. We'll tell you a little bit about that in a moment. And hope you get a chance to join us. Eric Spencer, thanks, and welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Glad to be on.
You bet. I don't know that we've talked to you in your new post, so how's it going so far as the head of the GNDC?
You know, it's been an exciting 5 months. a lot to do, a lot going on, and we're very, very excited to host this policy summit tomorrow. I think we're going to have a lot of good panels. Very, very exciting time for us.
What is the intent of the policy summit? What are you trying to accomplish?
You know, really what we're trying to do is provide some substantive discussion on some of the big issues facing North Dakota. So we're going to have a conversation about, you know, the future of the legacy fund, what it should be used for, how to fund transportation infrastructure, and are the needs really as great as everyone says? You know, take a look at our business climate. Is it great, or are there areas that need improvement? One of the more probably controversial discussions tomorrow is going to be about the proposed constitutional ethics measure. You know, we have proponents and opponents, and so that's going to be a lively discussion. And then also workforce shortage. And then the Capitol off, we're having a U.S. House debate between Kelly Armstrong and Max Schneider tomorrow evening. So I'm very, very excited to hear what they have to say.
And these are always good. There's always, good panelists that bring their best from each side. So you really get a chance to break it all down and get a sense of where you're at. The legacy fund is the first discussion. What do we do with the future fund? And, of course, there's do you use the principal? Do you use, the interest? How do you use it? So that'll be interesting tomorrow for that discussion. And then the transportation infrastructure question, needs versus wants. This is obviously an area you know a lot about, given your previous position, Eric. Where are we at with transportation infrastructure in North Dakota in your mind?
Well, I think DOT put out a number that the state needs over 20 years about $25 billion to maintain where we're at now. Current revenue is about 10. And so I think the conversations tomorrow is, do we really need $25 billion? And if so, how do we do that? You know, that's an amount, that's a difference that you can't tax yourself out of. And so I think the conversations about, how do we address those needs, but how do we do it in a way that is responsible without, making everyone pay an arm and a leg.
That will be interesting as well. That's big needs and add it to the table. The business climate in North Dakota is something you're doing after lunch, which I would say the vast majority of people would say is really good, better than most places. And, I remember a conversation I had with some of the folks from Northrop Grumman and General Atomics that came in recently to the Grand Sky Park at the FAA, test site that North Dakota and the FAA have a great partnership on. A lot of, leading edge research going on up there and testing, and got some more great news from the FAA. And I said, okay, Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, big time defense contractors, really can go anywhere. I mean, they'd be the gold standard if people want them in their community. How is it you're here? We're glad you're here. What makes the difference? And they said, you're right. There's FAA test sites, in other places, even places where we have already a workforce, but we decided to come here really because as you work through this, we need to be able to be nimble and try and get this to work correctly. And we need a partnership with the state, with the university, with the FAA. We need everybody. And they really said your elected leaders are very responsive. I mean, when we have an issue, they listen and they take it to the appropriate person to get it fixed. Can't do that in California. Can't do that in New York. So I found that interesting. That's an attribute for our elected leaders getting things done. Do you think we have a good business climate? Are we where we are, or do we need some improvement yet?
Yeah, Scott, I think we have an excellent business climate. That being said, I think there are some pockets of areas where we could see some improvement. I was looking on a Forbes ranking of North Dakota's business climate. And overall, it was good, but I think it said our regulatory climate was actually, like 32nd in the country. And so I think there's some areas where, we can still make progress, do a little bit better. Certainly we worked hard over the, last number of sessions to try to improve the tax climate. Another area I've heard where there is a need for improvement is in professional certifications. And we kind of have a protectionist philosophy related to that. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. Certainly with that last topic or that last item I brought up, there's a tie into workforce, which is another item everyone's talking about.
Is it ever. On the ethics measure that you mentioned earlier being one of the premier debates that will happen tomorrow, You've got Dina Butcher and Susan Weefald, who are part of this North Dakotans for Public Integrity. And then you have Jeff Simon from Western Dakota Energy Association and Jim Casper. I've never known Jim Casper to wilt from a debate, so that'll be interesting. But I'm glad it's happening. I think this is the issue of November outside of the key Senate race and House race and the elections. But if you're looking for anything that is going to define our future, I mean this group, obviously these two are connected with a national an out-of-state group and looking to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot that is just downright scary. I mean, in my mind, what this is sort of weaponizing. In other words, okay, we can't win in the ballot box, so let's go hook up with these folks and let's just weaponize the Constitution so we can just go take out anybody for, sharing a piece of gum with somebody in the legislature. It's really goofy. So we are definitely going to be spending a lot of time on that, and I'm glad you devoted lots of time for that one, because that'll be in need of an hour, won't it, Eric?
Oh, absolutely. And any time anyone's proposing to change the Constitution, I think it's important that they get up and really explain why they want to do that and should go through some scrutiny. I think the discussion tomorrow is not at all about whether we need to have transparency or ethics. It's about the unintended consequences of putting something like this in our Constitution. A lot of groups are taking a hard look at, different aspects of this. And so it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this plays out tomorrow.
Full day. And you mentioned already the workforce shortage debate. That'll be good. Al Anderson will moderate that. Head of the job service, Michelle Comer, will be there. And Mark Hagerot, Dr. Hagerot, Chancellor of the University System. Kirsten Baisley, Superintendent of Public Instruction. Tom Shorma from WCCO Belting, always does a great job. And the manager of the ND Power Generation and Engineering at Great River Energy. So they're going to tackle that workforce issue good. There's a little reception at 5, and then at 6:30, the debate between Senator Kelly Armstrong and former Senator Max Schneider. So be interesting as well. The race has obviously garnered some attention, and that's the race to fill the one vacated by Kevin Cramer, so he can run for the Senate seat. So, gosh, what a full day, a lot going on. Do you still have admission available if people still want to go, Eric?
Absolutely. Tomorrow the registration numbers for tomorrow are record levels for us. I think we have over 330 people registered. We do always accept walk-ins. We're looking forward to hosting a full house. Obviously the debate tomorrow night's one of the main features. That race is a little bit of an undercard to the Senate race, but nonetheless, a very, very important discussion to have for the future of our state and who's going to be representing us in Congress.
This is Thursday. It's at the Ramcota, and if you're a GNDC member, it's $130 for the full day. If you're not a member, it's $160 to take all of these in on the event. And, again, you will walk away with a lot of data, a lot of information on all of these policy issues and get a better sense of where you're at on it. So I've always enjoyed them. Eric, anything else you want to tell our audience?
No, Scott. We just look forward to the event tomorrow. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow, hopefully. And I think it's going to be a great day.
Yes, you bet. We are looking forward to that. We'll broadcast live from the Ramcota in Bismarck. This is on Thursday, the 16th, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Is when this event takes place. If you want more information, I'll just give you the website here. You can check out. They've got a link on their upcoming events calendar, ndchamber.com, ndchamber.com. Thanks a bunch, Eric. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Scott. You have a great day.
You too. Congressman Kevin Cramer in our full hour of a talk radio town hall here in a few minutes. I have a couple of texts, actually a boatload of texts, but I said I wouldn't talk about the dog Omarosa story anymore, but I guess I better get those in. Out of deference to those callers, next on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Scott Hinnon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thileson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here. Not all ups, but downs and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thoreson story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thoreson. You'll enjoy it. From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
National Relaxation Day, and I hope that relaxes you. It's a tad peppy. I don't know.
That's a little crazy, is it?
Oh, there we go. All right, there we go. I'm a guitar now. Yeah, there we go. Now we're relaxed. Oh, yeah.
Smooth jazz sounds of Ronnie Jordan.
I didn't plan this, but I know we've talked a little bit about President Trump's use of the term dog to describe this disgruntled employee who now is on a publicity witch hunt of all witch hunts. But I actually have the dog with me today on the program. I have. Have you met Normie yet? Kevin?
Normie? No, I have not met.
Haven't you? Okay, Normie's roaming around here. We'll have to bring you in. So check out Facebook. See what you think of Normie. He's right there. Call waiting at 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer here in just a little bit. I am drinking water today, by the way, as well, for those of you worried about my health. I received texts last night, actually, after midnight. I saw them early this morning. from people saying, you know, your kids are right. Don't drink that pop. It's bad. It'll rot you from the inside.
It is. It's nasty stuff.
No deal. So please drink water. It's what the body craves. No deal. It doesn't quench my thirst.
I'm with you, though.
It does not quench my thirst. I mean, I'll drink it if I'm just parched and it just doesn't. So I'm trying to, and they tell me, well, if I just go cold turkey, eventually then it will. So I'm working.
As long as I always just look at water like a dose. You know, you've got to have so much, just pound a big glass in the morning and
get done with it.
And be done with it and then get back to a soda.
Like you're taking a vitamin or something.
Exactly.
All right, but then if you do the vitamin, you do the soda, then you get the whole, sweetener thing.
I guess.
I don't know. The kids are on me for this one. So I shared that yesterday, and I'm getting text of concern. So thank you. That's very nice of you. Let's go to a call here. It says somebody wants to talk about FSA. What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to get on there with Kramer.
All right. If you want to hang on, we'll put you first for Congressman Kramer.
Okay, thank you.
Talk FSA today, right? We're going to talk a little bit about the farm bill because, of course, Congressman Kramer is on the the farm bill conference committee, along with Senator Hoban and Senator Heitkamp. So unprecedented for North Dakota. We're hearing some things about the Senate version of the bill, especially on the CRP side, that are not so good. So we're going to chat with Congressman Kramer about that too, as well. So here's another call on the. On the dog controversy. Listen to this email. Jack emails, I think Trump was too nice in calling her a dog. I can think of a lot of things worse to call her. That's true. That is true. Here's another take on it this morning. 800-258-0550. That's the number. You know that, right? 800-258-0550. Put it in your speed dial. Or a text me at 701-367-2054.
This Omarosa lady, to me, she's a disgruntled employee that got canned because of her activities. But in this person's eye, she's simply another Michael Wolff. You give her about another week or two and she'll be gone. But in the meantime, it's going to be treated just like Stormy Daniels. It was Stormy, Stormy. Now it's Omarosa, Omarosa, And the Democrats are going to go for the gold. They're going to play this thing up big time. But I can't blame the president for being angry. But I think I would have done it a little bit differently had it been me. So that's my point of view. Have a nice day, Scott.
Thanks for sharing what's on your mind. Here's what Eric says. You ever have a dog bite you when you're feeding it? Sounds like the president is using the correct terminology, don't you think? Way more of that than saying, don't do it. This texter says, where's the Al Gore Bill Clinton book? Former Vice President Al Gore's office couldn't wait to get rid of Omarosa. 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 Messing up her name. I didn't know that. I did not know that. I stand with the president 100%. We elected a fighter. She's worse than a dog. Dogs are man's best friend. She is anything but our friend. She's an opportunist, a backstabber, a liar, and now a loser. She had a great opportunity given her by President Trump to do great things for our country. Instead, did not do her job, sabotaged her job, kept blacks out of the White House, the opposite of what she was tasked with. She misused benefits and was ultimately fired. Just as Bill Clinton's White House fired her for lack of job performance. I didn't know that. Come on, mainstream media. Report that. Gary says, Scott, once again, a big left-wing media deal over nothing. I guess now the hipsters are out of popular phrase. What up, dog? I guess you're right. Yeah, thank you. Another says, yawn. The media's high horse is a miniature pony. Too many much more important things they are avoiding. Well, I'll agree with you there for sure. Omarosa is irrelevant and will be forgotten in a month. Clearly, she's a disgruntled employee trying to cash in by making up lies about our president. Scott, I don't care. It's a sissification in this country. It's out of control. And truly, with Omarosa, it's truly disrespecting dogs. You know, I thought of that earlier, actually, because When you think about it, I mean, dogs are beloved. They're beloved members of the family, right? They're not humans, and I'm not of the dog worship category, but dogs are, you know.
Absolutely.
They're an animal that provide a lot of joy. You know? Amorosa situation is confusing. What's her beef? My goodness, so ridiculous. Wasn't this all about the N-word? I don't know. She had some obsession over that. Another says, I couldn't care less about Amorosa or what Trump called her. Make America great again. There we go. Congressman Kramer next in your call.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.